Hello, my name is Opal Singleton. I am the president and CEO of Million Kids. I hope you'll follow us at IE Million Kids on Facebook and also follow our insider alerts. These are breaking news, case analysis, and in this case, we're talking about some of the latest statistics on global internet use. You can sign up for these either by going to millionkids.org or go to Insider Alerts and sign up. Well, I think that we live at the most important time in all of history, even more important than the Industrial Revolution. And I want to share some of that data with you today. You see, the year 2021 will be the year that the entire world becomes connected by internet. It has not happened before. It was scheduled for last year, but with COVID, it is all changing. And it's exciting, but it is also terrifying. And I want to share with you some global internet statistics. You see, what is behind all of this is that we are getting 5G all over the world. Even if you're living in a third world country and you're only making, say, $5, $10 a day, you can get a little cell phone. They call it same, same, but different. It's a little knockoff phone. It's not an iPhone, but it connects the entire world. And that can be really exciting. Think about this. Even the poorest child in the whole world can get a Harvard-style education for free now if they choose to use the internet wisely. There are many good uses to it. So think about what it's going to mean to live in a world without borders and a home without walls. This will be the first generation in all of history that can reach the entire world, but the entire world can also reach our children. Well, I want to share with you some new data that I just discovered in my research that I found totally, totally satisfying and exciting and a little bit scary. These come from Statista. I do all kinds of research, but I rely on them. They are very calculated and honest in their publishing for what it's worth. And according to the latest statistics, the United States is 7.2% of the entire internet usage. Think about this. We created it, but we're less than 10%, only 7% of total internet usage. And yet, look at China. China is 50.7%. What is even more interesting is to realize that the United States is literally at 98% saturation. In other words, think about it. Less than 2% of people in the United States do not have some sort of device to connect to the internet. And yet China, even though they're 50% of the current usage, is only at 61% saturation. That means that they're almost about to double in size. And when they're through, they will be much bigger than anybody else of internet usage. And then I started looking at, well, where does the data go and where does it come from? I found this really interesting. This is Tech Jury, came out January of this year, so it's current. But one of their quotes is that 90% of the world's data has been literally created in the last 2 years. 90% in the last 2 years. That's because of 5G and high speed and the connection where we're now out there. Look at the amount of data being created each day out there. And it's I just want you to take your blinders off and realize what happens when you go on the internet. In addition to the fact that the entire world's coming together, you're having what I call the vortex. And I'm going to do an insider alert on that later. But it literally is four major technologies coming together all over the world. One of them we'll talk about is cryptocurrency. One of them we'll find out if it's going to take or not is encryption, okay? Meaning that you can see a conversation, but you can't make out what it is. Many of your apps use that already today. Instagram has disappearing videos and disappearing photos on it. And Telegram, which is a huge app that is often used for inside crime and organized crime, it's already encrypted. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence, but it means that they will know everything about you. And there's a regular internet, and then there's which is what we call the surface web or clear web. But then below that is the dark web and the deep web, and you need special browsers to go back and forth, but it will change a lot of things. I see conversation now about starting a second internet. It'll be interesting to see how it works. And then what you're going to see, and I am personally predicting, by the end of this year, 2021, that the entire world or all the apps will be presenting out a money transfer capability. I'll talk about that in a second. So when you think about that, what is happening is a big question in my mind is, who owns your personal data? Now, there's been a lot of this for a long time. You go to the doctor, they have all of these privacy things you do. All your corporations have privacy statements. And yet, your personal data is on the selling block, the auction block, 24/7 in many different ways. One of the ways is when you sign and download an app, you hit, I agree. I bet not one of you have read what you agree to, or you probably wouldn't hit it. But what you're agreeing to is allowing them to use all your data. And so it's an incredible question because it's the data all about you, your most personal stuff. Like, do you have an STD, or are you trying out a pregnancy kit, or maybe you're looking into a private divorce kind of thing, or maybe you have some physical ailment that you don't talk about in public, okay? All of that data is known about you. That is called artificial intelligence. Well, this is a fascinating discussion because last year, under the previous administration, there was a push by the previous administration to force TikTok to either shut down in America. By the way, they were forced to shut down in India, either shut down in the US or be purchased and sell to a US company. This is a headline that's out there that took place long about November of last year. Well, the reason for that discussion is that TikTok became the world's largest downloaded app. And it's in two different names, but it is owned by ByteDance, which is a Chinese company out of Singapore. Here's one of their offices. And so the question by this administration is, wait a minute, when someone goes onto TikTok and their profile is public, they freeze frame their face, they get your child's facial image, and then your profile's on there, the photos have GPS, they can tell where the photo was made, like in your child's bedroom. And on top of it, it connects back to your mobile phone. We call that mass audience live streaming. And the fact that they became so big and they're gathering all this data, our government said, wait a minute, you're not storing that in Singapore. You're going to join forces and put it and store it here in the US. Now, I didn't hear the reverse conversation about the fact that Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and WhatsApp is collecting all the kids' data out of China, out of Singapore and the other places and storing it here. And what are they doing with that data? So this war that is going on about not only who owns the internet, who controls the internet, who has the biggest influence, but also where does this data go? What is happening now is in Capitol Hill, what is happening is that our congressmen and our senators are trying to pass bills, and there is one called FOSTA-SESTA, which is that's S-E-S-T-A, that is a bill that was put out, promoted heavily on Capitol Hill and passed, that basically says if you're on one of these app sites and that you get violated and your photo is up there, if they don't cooperate, they're going to be responsible for the child's sexual abuse imagery. Now, think about what is happening. You saw the amount of data that's going by. Facebook has 1.5 billion users. And so now that's putting the onus on them to go through all this data and make sure there is no child sexual abuse imagery. Well, their response to this, though, is that they're coming back to the public saying, wait a minute, if you're going to hold me responsible, then I get to decide who's on there. You see, when you start to think about data, I want you to realize there is active data. That's the stuff you and I click in and we give away willingly when we sign up. Now, some of it's done confidentially, but still, it is, if it's done on an app, when you hit I agree, you start to find out that they get to use that data that is on there. Think about Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. They have never charged you a dime, neither does TikTok, by the way. And yet they're a trillion-dollar company. How do they get there? They are using your active and your passive data. Passive data, you start to search. They record your every search, your every click, your every location, your every dollar transaction, and your location. And they're not the only one. Be careful what you say on Siri, what's the other one? Alexa. These ads out there, be a safe driver, put this little bugger in your car, and so they can track your location. You Google something, it says, can we use your location on there? I went to buy a Verizon phone. They were going to give me an extra device at no charge that I can put on my car so that they can gather all the travel information on my car. So you have active data that you're putting in, and you have passive data. Why is that so important? Well, many of you have heard me do this with Pornhub, okay? And I'm going to do another update before too long on Pornhub and the insider alert. But they were the largest porn site in the world. But one of the figures that came out that really got me was that I realized that 83% of porn is viewed on a mobile phone. So what does that say? That says you have an artificial intelligence that you like certain kinds of porn. And not just that you like porn, but maybe you like, some very questionable porn. I won't get specific, okay? And so that's your profile, and they begin to feed that out to you. And so this is happening all over. The other thing that was happening, it was Pornhub was advertising that you literally can make $40,000 a month sending in amateur pornography. And then what happened is, because of those bills being passed, what is happening is some of the victims that were on there are suing Pornhub and saying, wait a minute, you told me this would be private data, and it's out for millions of people to see. And they are getting hit with all kinds of lawsuits, over $400 million at the last count that I counted. And so that's pending. They're not all assessed there. But what I want you to see that's fascinating about this is that MasterCharge Visa all of a sudden decided to stop allowing them to carry that. That's because, not because MasterCharge Visa are Boy Scouts, okay? No offense to Boy Scouts. Anyway, but it's because they're about to get sued too as being connected to this. When that happened, Pornhub started taking all of this down. That was amateur pornography. Our teenagers deciding to buy a new pair of Nikes and thinking they're going to make a few thousand a month sending their naked photo. And sometimes it was child pornographers sending things in. They have taken down almost 80% of their entire inventory, but they still have that data about you. Okay. I'd encourage you to see a movie I saw that was really fascinating, made by many ex-tech executives. And it's called The Social Dilemma on Netflix. They don't know I'm promoting this. I'm not getting anything for it, but it was eye-opening. One of the things I often ask people when I do a training, and I want you to put this in your head and think about this. If a minor is exploited on social media, who is responsible? I mean, these companies are holding the tech company responsible. If they're going to gather all that data from you and they're not going to charge you, well, then are they responsible? And then how do they get through all their inventory? If they have a million, 1.5 billion uploads a day, how do they find your child's naked photo if your child decided to submit something to Pornhub and now they're in trouble? You, mom and dad, you most likely, or grandma and grandpa, are the people who are paying for the phone. So if you're paying for the phone and you give it to someone that's not in compliance with using the app, many of these apps, when you hit I agree, you're supposed to be at least 12. But I see all kinds of 7, 8, 9 year old kids on there who, by the way, doesn't know what a pedophile is, and they don't understand how the internet's made and where naked photos go. And my pet peeve is, if you're going to give a kid a phone, have the sex talk and make sure they know what adult sex is and where naked photos go when you hit send. But I digress. Is it the kid? Because you've decided the kid is responsible. Even if they're not old enough to be legally in compliance, you've decided they're responsible. So is the kid responsible? Or is your judgment not accurate if they get exploited? Or is it you that is responsible? I'm not going to answer that question for you. I'm just going to share with you all about where artificial intelligence data and how it goes about happening. Because what is happening is, because of those laws that say they are now responsible for all their content, they are saying, wait a minute, I don't charge you a dime. There is no customer service because you're not a customer. They're gathering all this information, which you've agreed to give them. So one of the things that's interesting is they've now decided that if they can decide, and they're going to pass bills that say you are responsible for your content, then they're saying, wait a minute, then I get to decide who's on my content. And they are going through and picking out lots of people that they don't agree with politically. They may say their thinking is dangerous, like that. And they're literally taking tens and tens and tens of thousands, maybe millions of people off. Well, they took Parler off. That was 12 million people. But one of the things that's an interesting discussion here is, they are not a government agency. They are not obligated to provide you with their service. You are not buying their service. It basically is their service, and they get to share it with anyone they want and decide that others they don't get to share it with. And I want to wake you up to that. Now, in full disclosure, I was one of those companies back in November that they took off the air without giving me a reason. When I talked to a consultant, they said, there's no customer service. You never paid for it. It's their deal, and they're going to allow who they want, and the rest of you can go off. So we have to change how we think when we go about posting. So what happens when artificial intelligence is used by big tech to censor users? Well, Amazon just decided arbitrarily during the heat of the prior election that they didn't believe the way people on Parler believed, and they should go off. And they literally took all of Parler off their platform. And so Parler lost 10 or 12 million users in one day. Their justification was that it doesn't police its users' comments enough. Okay, they didn't say that they were all in danger. They just said they think, well, maybe they don't look at it enough. And bam, they took it down. It's their business. They have a right, I would guess, if you're not paying them anything. Now, what you're starting to see is Facebook is preparing a lawsuit over Apple. Why is that? Because Apple wants that same artificial intelligence data. And they're saying, hey, I'm Apple and you, Facebook, operate on my platform. So if you're going to collect my user data that operates on Apple, then you need to share that data. And so as this goes on, one of the things that all the time Twitter is refusing to put a lot of people's tweets out, okay, they are refusing to take down child pornography. They're saying it doesn't violate their policy. They actually went so far to tell a teenage boy who had been violated on Twitter for over 3 years that, hey, this is a violation of a trademark law, then maybe you should contact an attorney. And they had a heck of a time taking that down. Why is this so important? Because all this artificial intelligence data that's coming together will be tied to your buy-sell transactions in the future. About 2019, Facebook tried to introduce their own digital currency and tie it to their 1.6 billion Facebook users. The US government said, wait a minute, you're collecting all this data, and this cryptocurrency project, you know, this could devaluate the dollar. And they're absolutely right. It absolutely could, because Facebook knows more about you than probably the US government. And so now the US government is saying, wait a minute, we may want to introduce our own cryptocurrency. And who gets that data? Because we want that data. So Facebook was coming out with Libra, and it was going to be a fiat currency. It had real cash behind it. It had several corporations who put in over $1 billion in cash. And all of this now has been dismantled. But at the same time, what is happening is you're starting to see legislation work through Congress to release a U.S. federal kind of cryptocurrency. I am certain that the bottom line is all about the data. Who gets to decide? Because keep in mind, this really comes down to politics. And know who's voting and what they spend their money on and where they live and what their mobile phone is and how to reach you and how to influence you. At the same time that Libra was being turned down, the People's Republic of China released their own federal cryptocurrency that they call it the digital yuan. This is from the Washington Post. Last September, the People's Bank of China made it explicitly clear that the communist country is focused on dominating the emerging technology of cryptocurrency. And they went on to say basically that China is way ahead of us, that it processes much faster. It doesn't use the blockchain that the Libra was going to use. And like that. And so the race is on, folks. You know, it's an interesting thing, but we are only 7% of the global internet. And China is 50%, but they're only 60% penetration. So it will be an interesting world as we start to see all of these transactions come together. So you're about to see a convergence of technology that will change crime and crime solving. And this is why I researched this, because it will change the way we all connect. It will change the pornography we watch. It will change which children get violated on the World Wide Web and how many people. And it will change whether or not your child has any kind of privacy whatsoever. This has been a Million Kids Insider Alert. It got a little long. My apologies. I tried to keep them shorter, but this is a complex subject. Feel free to share this with anyone you know. Please go on to Insider Alerts and sign up, or millionkids.org. Share it with everyone you know. If you'd like to support our work financially, you can do that by going to millionkids.org. I've written a book you may want to buy, Societal Shift, A World Without Borders, A Home Without Walls. It is coming out. It is out. It's $19. You can get it on my Facebook page, and also on my website. And also to remind you that we are in the process of making a documentary on how the internet is made and where naked photos go when you hit send. And that documentary will be for schools, but it will be a full-length feature film. We think it'll be called Seduced, should be out by June, we hope. This is the National Hotline. If you know of anybody that's being violated in any way, and this is how you reach me. I thank each and every one of you that follow this, that support our work financially, that help us educate you. This is one of the craziest times, exciting times, challenging times in all of history to be alive. Stay with us. Watch the future Insider Alerts. We'll keep you posted. See you next time.